Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Code 1098 True Crime Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. This episode is going to talk about human trafficking in honor of Human Trafficking Awareness Day today, January 11th. Human trafficking does not always begin with force and does not always look dramatic, and it does not always announce itself as a crime. Many trafficking cases begin quietly, without violence, without witnesses, and without immediate concern. That is part of what makes them so difficult to recognize early and so dangerous when they are dismissed. There is a common belief that human trafficking is rare, extreme, or obvious. It is often imagined as abductors by strangers or violent kidnappings in public places. Those scenarios do happen, but they are not how many cases begin. When trafficking is imagined only in its most extreme form, early warning signs are missed and critical time is lost. Human trafficking occurs in rural areas, suburbs, and cities. It affects families across different income levels and communities. What makes trafficking difficult to detect is that it often blends into everyday life. There may be no cameras, no immediate evidence, and no clear moment where danger is recognized. Teenage girls and boys are frequently targeted because of their age and stage of life. They are navigating independence, relationships, and trust. Normal teenage behavior is wanting privacy, connection, or autonomy and can be misunderstood or minimized. Vulnerability does not come from bad choices, it comes from circumstance. When a teenager goes missing, their case is often labeled as a runaway early on. That label changes how the case can be handled. Urgency is reduced, resources are delayed, alerts may not be issued. Families frequently report that their child's disappearance does not align with a voluntary decision to leave, yet assumptions replace investigation during the most critical early hours. Studies show that 1 in 5 runaway and homeless youth are victims of human trafficking, including both sex and labor trafficking. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, in 2024, there were over 29,000 missing child reports, and of those, about 1 in 7 were likely victims of child sex trafficking. 1 in 7. In many cases, initial contact doesn't feel dangerous to the victim. It may feel like friendship, may even feel like dating. The person involved may be older, but still appear to be within an acceptable or familiar age range. Trust is built gradually. Control often comes later. This deception is intentional and it is effective. The first hours and days of a disappearance matter. When response is delayed, opportunities narrow. Movement across cities or states becomes harder to track. Digital evidence disappears. Witness memories fade. What begins as a missed opportunity can quickly become a long-term failure. Human trafficking affects people of all ages. Methods of control can include immigration or visa manipulation, financial debt, coercion, or force. These methods differ, but the outcome is the same: loss of freedom and autonomy. Once a case is labeled a runaway, public attention often fades. Media coverage slows, updates stop. Lesser-known victims disappear not only physically, but from the public's awareness entirely. Silence becomes part of the harm. Early recognition matters. Dismissal has consequences that cannot always be undone. Human trafficking thrives in gaps. Gaps in attention, gaps in urgency, gaps in accountability. Remembering these patterns is one way to prevent them from repeating. At its core, human trafficking happens, but it works within the system we've built. That sounds harsh, but it's accurate. Trafficking does not target randomly, it targets structural vulnerability. youth and adolescence, poverty and financial instability, immigration status, homelessness or housing insecurity, trauma histories, social isolation. These vulnerabilities are produced by society, not by individual choices. Traffickers don't create vulnerability, they identify and exploit it. One uncomfortable truth is this: trafficking often succeeds not because of violence, but because of belonging. Many victims are promised love, offered stability, given attention they lack elsewhere, made to feel chosen or protected. This is especially true for teens and young adults. That doesn't make victims naive, it makes them human. Human trafficking thrives in silence. Be aware and know who to contact if you suspect it. Thank you for listening to Code 1098. Be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.